A number of firefighting crews have been camped out along a main road at Michigan State University for the last couple of days. They've been taking part in an annual training exercise to learn how to rescue victims trapped in confined spaces. Turns out MSU has an ideal spot for this type of instruction, and Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me now to explain what's been going on this week. Kevin, what's so special about this particular site?
Mark, undoubtedly, you have driven along Farm Lane near the intersection of Trowbridge Road. It's a very congested area. There's thousands of people there each day that drive through there. There's a railroad bridge there, and the road beneath is in a fairly low-lying area right there in that spot. And then right next to that bridge is a huge circular concrete pad with some steel hatches on it. That is a pump house that's designed to remove the rainwater that might flood the road beneath the bridge. It's about 30 feet underground. And obviously, there are people who have to operate and maintain the machinery down there. It's dark, it's cramped, and it's not the kind of place where you want to find yourself stuck.
It doesn't happen often, but when it does, we need to be ready to perform at the highest level in order to achieve rescue for the personnel who are trapped.
The scenario that East Lansing Fire Captain Greg Baker describes has thankfully never happened on this site. But as the old saying goes, accidents can happen. And that's the notion that brings rescue personnel from Lansing, East Lansing, Delta, and Meridian townships to the MSU pump house on this day. Baker summons his team beside the open hatch for a briefing.
All right, come close to the edge, but don't fall in.
In this simulation, it's said that two maintenance workers had descended without their safety masks. In this watery subterranean space, Baker says they succumbed to a dose of hydrogen sulfide, better known as sewer gas.
Our victims were down in there working on a piece of piping. They walked down there, they had a rotten egg smell, but then it went away. So we all know that hydrogen sulfide can quickly overwhelm your sense of smell. So what happened is that the sense of smell went away. They were eventually overcome by high levels of hydrogen sulfide and collapsed.
Baker tells the group they'll rappel into the space in pairs and hoist the victims out.
Any questions? Let's do it.
The teams hook up a generator and a fan to ventilate the pit with clean air to disperse the sewer gas. There's nothing more central to this rescue than oxygen. Baker says in a normal firefighting rescue, crews enter with their tanks strapped to their backs. But in a confined space, there isn't always room to maneuver. So instead, the tanks stay on the surface and the air is fed down to the rescuers.
Slack up on both air hoses, please.
The firefighters are strapped into a harness and lowered vertically by a pulley. It takes 3 to 4 men on the ropes to do this safely. They must take care to pull straight down and never outside the metal tripod frame that holds the pulley in place. This simple machine employs a principle of physics that even the ancient Egyptian pyramid builders understood.
For a 200-pound person, it only requires 50 pounds of pull in order to move them up. But you have to move 4 feet of rope for every 1 foot that they come up. They have to move a lot of rope in order to bring people up on that line.
Below, the men secure a 180-pound mannequin to a wooden brace. On the surface, an alarm sounds. One of the two tanks has reached 1/4 capacity. It's time to turn the full tank on and swap out the other. Minutes pass. Finally, success. The mannequin is safely retrieved, followed a while later by the first rescuer, Lansing firefighter Craig Wade.
Well, when you first go down, it's scary because you're hanging there, and it's probably a good 20 to 30 feet off the ground, and you realize you're being suspended by a rope. So, and when we first got in there, we actually had to make a swing to get to the actual where we need to be, so that was a little tricky too.
Two by two, the teams have run through this drill for hours on end to make sure everyone gets the training. Captain Greg Baker says with limited resources, interagency cooperation is the only way mid-Michigan firefighters can master this vital skill.
I just can't imagine a department in our area that has the resources, not only personnel, but with equipment that could accomplish this training. So we have to train together, work together, and then we'll have a seamless transition for when that time comes we have to actually rescue somebody.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.